This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:15 now. Somebody texted in, want to know who sang that song just now. It'd be Dave Cohen and me, Tommy Tucker. Oh, you mean the originalers on the recording? That was Jesse Hill doing Oop Oop A Doo. We asked about some hints to keep your feet cold when you go to the parade this weekend. Put hand warmers in your socks. Again, somebody else said put hand warmers. Problem solved, but the problem is trying to find hand warmers in the city of New Orleans. I don't know what a hand warmer is, but I would think it'd make your shoe feel or fit funny if you got to walk. Tommy, that's easy. Duck boots or shoes. Waterproof socks. You can get them at Massey's. Work great in the snow, too. So, in Buffalo, back in the day, moms always used plastic bread bags on the kids' feet, like from a Wonder Bread loaf. I guess it's bunny bread down here, so I don't know. Steve Geller joins us now, WWL sports director, former Saints sideline reporter who was on the sidelines, as I remember, for the infamous Christmas Eve game in Cleveland. Is that right?
Yeah, that was a fun one. Luckily, the Saints equipment staff helped all of the Saints radio crew out, gave us a bunch of, you know, cold weather gear. And honestly, the only part of me that was cold was my feet. I had double socks on and the feet warmers in. But man, that ground in Cleveland was just brutal. Other than that, though, the rest of my body was pretty well covered, even my face, from the wind, which was pretty whipping that day as well. But the feet was definitely the biggest problem. And any chance I got was standing by the big heater on the sideline, and during halftime was one of the few times I actually left the field to go inside just to try and get those tootsies warmed up.
Tell me about that young man from Rummel, that budding offensive tackle, because I got to tell you what, if my Powerball ticket comes in, I'm going to make him the highest paid name, image, and likeness player in high school football history.
Oh, man, he's loving life at Rummel. You know, going into next season, they're starting to get, you know, workouts already together, and it's really amazing when you see, you know, your kid waking up 6 a.m. to get into school early to start doing workouts. Definitely a lot more committed to the process than I was as a young man.
Tell me about the Saints. What's going on Airline Drive?
Yeah, we just got word that the, you know, Saints hired their offensive coordinator in Doug Nussmeier. Definitely one that wasn't a surprise, was linked to Kellen Moore for a while and has been around him for the longest time. They worked together with the Dallas Cowboys, the Los Angeles Chargers, and this past season with the Super Bowl winning Philadelphia Eagles. A guy that we know here very well, was a draft pick of the Saints, gets to come back to the Superdome in New Orleans and be a part of the rebuild here. And what I think is really cool, you know, you mentioned my son playing Rummel. Well, he just gets a short drive up I-10 to Baton Rouge to go see his kiddo at LSU, Garrett Nussmeier, his son, the quarterback of the Tigers.
Yeah, but you know, I'm thinking about that. It's so close and yet so far away because
right.
He's going to be close, but he's going to be busy. So maybe during a week you might have a chance, but I don't know. Maybe the games will work out. Maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe a bye week scenario will definitely work out there. But like you mentioned, if the Saints are still busy getting ready for their Sunday matchup at home, they'll be traveling on Saturdays to wherever location they are playing. So at least they'll be close by, and like maybe during the week get to go see him at practice for the Tigers. But the game action might be a little tough for Doug Nussmeier to see Garrett.
Tell me about this strength and conditioning guy, because honestly, when you look at the guy, he looks a lot like me. Quite frankly, he's in that kind of shape. But seriously, when it comes to keeping the players healthy, the Saints have had such a problem. Tell me about his background, what the idea is behind bringing him in, who he is, and could he even maybe extend to the Pelicans too?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm not sure if he'll get, you know, any run with the NBA team, but when you look at you know, the Saints' issues, we know were immense last season with the injuries, and it all stemmed from game three, the start when we saw Eric McCoy go down against the Philadelphia Eagles. It was just a brutal go for the team. It seemed every week we were getting more and more players that were, you know, getting on the injured list and really decimated what we saw being a highlight of the first two games of the season with so much hope and promise. And, you know, they had to do some kind of move for here. And I just think that you look at his past history now with the Rams, and they were, you know, helped them go on a Super Bowl run. They were one of the most healthiest teams in the league those three seasons, and was also known as Sean McVay's get back coach. and really got notoriety then.
You need a get back coach. Tell people what that is for them that don't know.
Basically, you know, holding the coach back from getting on the field, so you know, you're not getting a penalty incurred. Things get a little too animated sometimes on the sidelines, and you get all too excited as a head coach. Sean Payton did as well. And, you know, you got to stay off the field of play so you don't end up incurring a penalty for your squad. And I think it was either NFL Films or one of the Hard Knocks shows that you ended up seeing that happening with Sean McVay.
I got a problem in high school with that, too. They got a get-back coach where everybody wants to, you know, get on the field and cheer on the team, but you don't want to get a penalty either. Let me take a break. We come back. I want to talk about Derek Carr and the press conference. I don't know if I've had a chance to talk to you about this or not, but what was said, what wasn't said, what the Saints' backfield's likely to look like next year, the offense, et cetera. And look, nobody knows. I know we're just kind of gazing into the stars here, but I'm just wondering. We're talking to Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, about the Saints. You got any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. NFL Draft will be here. We'll talk free agency as well. 822 Traffic, WWL. 826, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director, talking about the Saints and the moves they've made with Kellen Moore and Garrett Nussmeier, who is going to be the, not Garrett Nussmeier, Yes. Wait, I'm confused.
Doug Nussmeier.
That's right. Doug Nussmeier, who is going to be the offensive coordinator and the strength and conditioning and wellness coach, I think they're calling him.
Yeah, Ted Rath.
And who else did we get?
They made a lot of sweeping changes on the offensive side of the ball. Bringing back, running backs coach that was with the Lions, not the Lions, the New York Giants this past season. We saw that he decided to take a break and try his hand in New York. Things just didn't work out there for Joel Thomas, who's been around this squad so long. I think bringing him back to New Orleans was definitely a comfort move for a guy like Alvin Kamara as well, who has spoke highly of Joel Thomas in the past, and making your stud running back happy and keeping him, well on the roster is a good idea. A quarterback's coach is another QB in the mix. We saw, we have Kellen Moore, QB, Doug Nussmeier was a QB, and Scott Tolzien, a former NFL QB, is joining the staff as the Saints QB coach. He was with the Dallas Cowboys. So, once again, those connections with Kellen Moore are pretty big there. Keith Williams is being retained as the wide receivers coach. That's one that's sticking with this Saints staff, been retained, and we saw him do a good job with some of the young wide receivers. Last season was talked about highly as well. Brandon Nugent back with the black and gold. He was with the Seahawks as the assistant O-line coach this past season. Now he's back as the O-line coach for the Saints this go-around. A familiar name, in last name at least, Chase Haslett has become the tight ends coach for the Saints. He was the Cowboys' offensive quality control coach. We know his dad, Jim Haslett, spent time with the black and gold as head coach here for some time. And one that we haven't found an exact title yet, T.J. Paganetti was the Eagles' assistant O-line coach and run game specialist for Philly, and his title really is unclear right now what he's going to do for the Saints. And we do know as well that Phil Galliano, the assistant special teams coordinator, has been elevated to the special teams coordinator role. So a little bit of familiarity there makes sense if you're going to keep, your kicker and punter too from last season, not having to make changes there. A new coordinator might want to bring in their own staff. Now it's all about what's going to happen on the defensive side of the ball. And that first shoe that's got to drop is definitely who's going to be the defensive coordinator to fill out the staff. And the favorite right now, Brandon Staley, former Chargers head coach. He was the 49ers assistant head coach last season, has a relationship with Kellen Moore as well. And what's interesting with that too is, if the Saints go about this route, it would likely signal a change in scheme going from a 4-3 defense to a 3-4. So many questions there come with personnel as well.
Be interesting to watch it unfold. I know free agency starts March 12th, I think it is. So that'll maybe give us a little glimpse. Thank you, Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll talk to Hans Liljeberg, Jefferson Parish Council member, about the big family cross celebration that's happening. A lot of fun for everybody. More when we return. Right now, time for WWL First News.